Inflation at 2.4% in January.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the seasonally adjusted Consumer Price Index, CPI, rose by 0.2% in January, resulting in an overall inflation over the last 12 months of 2.4%. A large 7.5% drop in gasoline prices played a significant role in lowering the CPI in January. In this century, the annual CPI ranged from 9% inflation to 2% deflation. However, in two-thirds of times, it ranged between 2 to 4%. During the decade before COVID, the average rate of inflation was 1.8%. It did spike post-COVID to an average of 4.5%, which is already baked into the prices. Post-COVID spike in inflation was driven by substantial government transfer payment, leading to a significant increase in personal income and subsequently in consumption expenditures, which in turn led to much higher prices. In the 12 months ending in January 2026, electricity prices increased by 6%, while shelter, services, and food prices rose by 3%, making them the leading contributors to the overall inflation. Notable increases include an 18% rise in coffee prices, a significant change for coffee drinkers, and a 17% hike in beef prices. Additionally, natural gas prices rose by 10%. Conversely, egg prices fell by 34%. Gasoline prices fell by 7.5%, and used car and truck prices fell by 2%. Energy and food prices fluctuate more frequently and by larger amounts than prices in other categories of the CPI. Core inflation, which excludes food and energy, has been established as a more stable measure of inflation. Over the past 12 months, core inflation increased by 2.5%, suggesting the short-term swing in energy and food prices did not measurably influence this month's results and therefore reflect a more stable underlying trend. Demand pull inflation happens when demand increases faster than supply. For example, demand increased rapidly in the 2021-22 period, while post-COVID supply could not catch up, resulting in high inflation. Supply push inflation occurs when supply prices rise, as in early 1980s, when rapid increase in oil prices drove inflation, and what we may face if the tariff war starts to bite, as the cost of import will rise accordingly. The Producer Price Index, PPI, for all commodities serves as a critical short-term gauge of future inflation, as it tracks wholesale prices for commodities. The index dropped in 2022 and 23. And almost level in 24. It rose by 2.9% in 2025. As wholesalers have depleted their pre-tariff inventories, even a small tariff such as 10% will increase their prices across the board. Retailers in turn will pass some or all of the higher prices to consumers, and that means higher inflation. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.